Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein, track your sleep, boost your VO2 max, wake up and cold plunge, cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
What do you do when you discover that your nightmares are more than just figments of your imagination while asleep? That's a question we ask today on Real Ghost Stories Online.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
And it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. You can also write in on our website, realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you'd like to support the program, keep us on the air. That's what we strive for, staying on the air. But we can only do so with your help. Become an EPP, extra podcast person is what that stands for. With that, you get yourself a brand new bonus episode every single week, made specifically, especially for EPPs with some of our best stories in them. You get access to our advanced episodes of the show weeks before they go out to the general public, and you get the commercial-free version as well, so no fast-forwarding or whatever you do for that. Plus, you get our audiobook, which is like a $15 value if you were to get it through Audible, and the ebook as well, which is, again, another like $15 thing if you did it through Kindle or whatever. So like $30 in free stuff right there, plus the years of content, 300 some bonus episodes just waiting for you. If you like our show, help us survive everything here and become an EPP at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Tony and Carol Hughes joining you once again. And how are you this fine day?
I'm good, Farmer Tony.
I am Farmer. Do I count as a farmer when other people's pets, OPP, comes into your yard? Because I'm down with OPP, but they don't know me, and it's just kind of, I feel a little awkward sometimes.
I think you know you're a farmer when a random cow shows up on your property.
Uh-huh.
And then you posted a picture the other night of your garden, And my sister's like, I think that would be considered farming.
It's a garden. I saw that. It looks bigger than it is.
I'm like, that is farming. Like, that is not a garden to me. A garden to me is like a container with a tomato in it.
It's 25 feet by 30 feet. Is that, am I farming or am I gardening at that point?
Like, for me, that is farming.
Okay.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I need a room for my pumpkins to grow.
That's more than a garden.
Yeah.
I mean, that's big.
Well, I'm thinking of even having a second one next year about the same size just for the vine plants, the pumpkins and stuff, because I've kept a lot of it open this year so they can survive.
Yeah, and you got to, for those plants, you have to have separate space because they will take over.
Yeah. So
I'm not a farmer, but I know that.
And that's why I've kept them on the other side of the garden, and they can invade over there rather than everything else. But
yeah, they go everywhere. Yeah.
They're evil.
But then they're cool because it's like, whoa, I'm growing a pumpkin.
Yeah, I can't wait.
And they're so big. Or a watermelon is like, I grew this really big watermelon.
I find so much enjoyment out there.
About growing something that's large.
Yeah.
That would be super satisfying.
Next year, I'm going to try and grow one of the giant pumpkins. Those like mammoth ones.
You could enter it in the state fair. Start with your county fair and
exactly.
Then you get a purple ribbon.
And go up. I'm going to complete all childhood dreams. I'm going to get ribbons in the 4-H at the state fair as someone in my late 30s. It'll be a tremendous day for me.
I was in the 4-H.
I was too. I
entered a cinnamon toast.
And?
In the county fair. Obviously, my cooking and my baking skills haven't improved.
Was it judged?
It was cinnamon toast.
Or was it like just participant trophy?
I got like a blue ribbon.
No shit.
I think it was just because there probably was very few people my age that entered that category.
Like, she's making a statement.
The cinnamon toast category.
Simplicity. Simplicity can be
wonderful.
I don't
even know what category that would be like. Baking? I don't know.
Yeah, probably baking of some sort.
Because it was just a toaster.
There you go. That's great. All right. Well, on that note, let's jump over to our first story. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us or inform us of whatever ribbon you won at the county fair as a child. I've been following your podcast for about 3 months now and can never get enough. Even got my family to start listening. Hopefully my story makes the show. I grew up in an exceedingly small town in the south of Mexico. Naturally, small towns have their folklore and beliefs, so we were no strangers in believing in the supernatural. Come back to that. When I was about 14 years old and after my birthday, I went through a phase where I would constantly have horrible nightmares. I was convinced or stayed in my room, and every time that I slept somewhere else in the house, I could always get through a full night of sleep without dreaming. These nightmares were so vivid in my room, I'd wake up screaming for my mom in the middle of the night. It eventually got so bad I stopped sleeping in my room and started sleeping on the couch. These dreams always consisted of people being murdered in gruesome ways or people in awfully bad situations asking for help. For example, one reoccurring dream was of three women, probably in their early 20s, running through the woods in the middle of the night. They'd be screaming for help and covered in head to toe in blood and scratched, and in the far distance, I could always see hooded figures chasing them. They resembled men wearing robes with a pointed hood, kind of like the executioners from the Middle Ages. I'd always wake up right before the hooded men caught the girls in a sweat and terrify and go back to sleep. My mom would chalk my nightmares up to whatever I'd been eating the night before, claiming it was because I ate too close to bedtime. Every time I woke up from the nightmare, I'd find myself on my back with my arms crossed over my chest, almost as if I had been fighting off terror in my sleep to protect myself. These nightmares went on for about 3 months of every night without fail. They eventually got so bad I started to lose weight and my eyes sunk into my face. That's when my mom finally admitted something might be wrong. Because we lived in such a small town, word eventually got out that my mother was seeking guidance on how to treat night terrors. A woman that was known for witchcraft or psychic ability, if you may hear about our situation, heard about our situation and reached out to my mother, claiming that she could help. I've always been open to the idea of the supernatural and there being people who can connect to that, so the idea of a woman coming to my home to do a seance was not a far-fetched concept. My mother, who had known the woman for years and had heard stories about what this woman was capable of around our town, decided to give her a chance and brought her out to our home. The day she was scheduled to arrive, she asked me to be present with my mother. Immediately after arriving at our house, she started doing a walk through each room while she made me recount my dreams and how I would wake up each night. As she walked, she'd pause and look around and then continue with whatever conversation we had going on, almost as if she were listening to two different people at a time. She claimed that she could sense a dark energy in our house, and the closer we got to my bedroom, the stronger the connection got. Once we got to my bedroom, she asked my mother and me to stay outside while she looked around. She was probably in there for about 10 minutes when she finally came out and claimed someone was performing something very dark in there. We asked what she meant by that, and she responded with, "Have you had outside people inside your home?" We thought that was a weird question, so we asked her to elaborate a little bit. She said, "People who are not your immediate family. Have you had some come in and out of your house a lot lately?" I looked over to my mother, and she had gone pale. Turns out we had previously employed a woman to help my mother around the house with chores like cleaning and taking care of laundry. Unfortunately, my mother had to fire the woman because we caught her stealing jewelry from my parents' bedroom, so she had fired the woman around the same week of my birthday. My mother recounted this to the woman and told her yes, but it had been months ago when this happened. The woman looked to my mother and told her that this lady she had fired had a grudge on my mother and decided to enact forces to hurt my mother, and she was doing them through me. She then proceeded to pull out two very dark sticks, almost black, that were entwined together, sitting in a small cup of black dirt. She said that while she was looking at my room, she had sensed these horrible energies and had found a connection with spirits who told her to look around. She found this contraption sitting under my bed, tucked between the bed pulls that are used to support the mattress. She said, "This is the reason you're having such night terrors. The woman has such a grudge against your mother, she's using you to get her by wishing evil upon you." She then proceeded to tell us that she had performed a ritual to cleanse the room and that I should be okay to sleep tonight. She did not think my night terrors would return. After she left, I was a little skeptical about her cleansing, and she did not sleep in my room. It took me about a week to muster the courage to sleep in there, and when I finally did, I woke up the next morning with no nightmares and no dreams. I never experienced a night terror like that again, but since that experience, I've come to believe there are forces out there that can be manipulated by people to do their bidding. Whether they're called spirits, demons, or simply energy, I know for sure that they exist. I've never come close to experiencing anything else like that, and I hope I never do. Hope my story makes it to the show. I love listening to you guys. You're now part of my everyday. Allie from Riverside, California. Creepy as hell story. And I got some interesting thought on it in a moment. But Carol, what'd you think?
It was bothersome.
Yeah.
Actually, because the part where, so the person has a grudge against the mom, but takes it out through manipulating the child.
Yeah.
Like that is like who would do that? Like, I could have a grudge against you. I'm not going to take it out on cute little Harper.
Someone who does spells on people, maybe persuaded sometimes to do.
Although, I don't do spells on people, but I just think it's really interesting that anybody would have that ability.
Yeah.
And then I think it's really interesting is that someone can come along and cleanse the house and it goes away.
Yeah.
Like that whole concept to me is very scary and fascinating at the same time.
Sure. Well, you look at it in so many different ways of like, well, then how come this person can come and cleanse it who I have no connection with? But everything we do and everything we will and everything that we hope for or pray for or whatever, that none of that works. Why does it take this other person? It's one of those, you know, just a rabbit hole of, you know, where you
can go.
Well,
it's kind of like sage, you know, people say, then they sage the house and things got better. I'm like, what is it about sage? Like,
I've talked about it for years. I've always wondered. I said, could you just do like Thanksgiving dinner? And would that work?
Yeah. Because it's like, whoa, I'm horrible and I can cause all this havoc in your house and shit. But damn, they brought in sage. I got to go.
I know.
So I don't get how that works. But I have a lot of questions about a lot of things. But
it's
fascinating to me. And then she never had any more bad dreams in that room.
No.
Like, it worked.
What I've had it explained.
What a bizarre dream to be having.
Yeah. I mean, as a child, number one, I mean, where did you get that? And if you have no explanation for it, like, you didn't see it in a movie, you didn't, you know, there's no, like, well, then where did this come from? It's so specific and dark. Yeah. But
what a mom thing to do.
Yeah.
Such a mom thing to do, to go, you're eating too late at night. You know, you've been eating a lot of broccoli lately, and that's what's causing you to have the nightmares or too many French fries or whatever.
You're thinking of the French fry, the tips of the French fries. That's what's making the hood in your dreams. Like, no, I don't think that's what it is, Mom. Sorry. But yeah, that would be horrifying.
Such a mom thing to say.
It is. You got to find out the reason for it. What I hear is an interesting thing. Back on the sage for a second, because I've always asked that question to many people. Why sage? What is the thing? Why is it sage? And the way it's been explained to me, more common than not, is that it's a belief thing. If you believe this sage has some sort of power to do what you want it to do in its intended use, then it will work. But you have to believe in whatever it is you're doing. You can't be like, this is bullshit, and walk around your house with sage.
That makes sense to me. But it's like, then if that's the case,
could it be anything?
Couldn't you just be like, okay, let's have a conversation. Y'all need to go.
Yeah.
And the reason you need to go is this. And I'll take great care of this house, and you know, you can stay in it. Just let's have some space. You know, why do you need sage to do that?
Well, and my follow-up to that is always, okay, well, that's, I understand that, but then couldn't it be any object or any sort of anything, really? Any material that you're spreading around?
Like weed. Like, you could smoke weed and be
exactly.
Like, hey, I have sage in the place.
Exactly.
And I'm getting high at the same time.
I'd be exercising my house all the fucking time. But the thing is, it's... But that's the thing. That's what I wonder about is, I mean, you could theoretically, if you believe the kitty litter, no clumping kind is the repellent to the devil. Couldn't you just walk around your house and do that too? Or I don't know. Like, I'm just trying to understand the belief versus the product. Why sage?
Yeah.
And if it's all about the belief and not the actual thing, then can it be rosemary? Can it be coriander? Can it be, you know, macaroni and cheese? Can it, you know, that's what I, and I'm not trying to be, you know, facetious, but I'm just seriously asking that question. I'd love it if somebody could.
A really good marinara sauce would be amazing, because it'd be like, hey, it's welcoming. We're going to have some people over. You guys can hang out.
Shit, we get in the walls and the carpet.
Good. We're all feeling good and hungry.
You got to walk around the house and spill marinara like all over the place to make it work. That would, no, it's like that or
else. No, you just like heat it up and then you walk around the
no,
house. Like,
no, that's
that
not how it works.
Head.
You got to like splatter the walls with Alfredo. And then, you know, you had your choice, pesto, Alfredo, or marinara. Which one would you exercise your house with?
Not Alfredo, because I'm not a fan. But man, a good pesto and marinara, like, if that would cleanse, if that would get rid of demons, that might be why I don't have any, because I'm really a fan of Italian food.
I'm more concerned of getting it out of the drywall and the carpet, so I would think I'd go with the Alfredo, because that would come out probably a lot easier than the tomato or the basil.
See, but you're thinking about scattering it physically. I'm thinking about like sage. You just cook it so it's super hot. You gotta be careful as you walk around with it.
Yeah.
But you're holding the pot while it's hot.
So you're kind of like vaping
that
the
nice
house.
Smoke coming off
you're not,
of it.
You're not smoking the house. You're vaping the house, essentially, is what you're doing.
Great. I like that idea.
Because that's really what you're doing. It's water vapors of the.
Somebody could follow you while they're smoking weed. And it just said double cleanse it. Like, I got the marinara, you smoke the weed, and we got this. Maybe then you would only have Italian ghosts. I don't know.
That'd be great.
You get rid of the ghosts you have, and now your ghosts are like Guido or somebody. It's like, God dang it.
Carol's new solution to
the undead.
Trying to
get rid of them. I just attracted these mobster ghosts.
That's great. 855 1-800-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. No, I can't cough. It says, I've had many paranormal experiences in my life. A woman in white that used to talk to my brother when we stayed at my grandparents and would walk the river near their house looking for her son. An entity in my basement that likes to throw objects and pull hair. Dancing lights in my kids' room. A creepy creature is crawling across my friend's floor towards me at a sleepover. A shadow person is waving a greeting at us at an old abandoned school. Screams coming from the abandoned hospital in town. Drives where shadow people would walk in front of my car. But today, I want to focus and tell you about two different entities I have encountered. Some backstories you should know about the first. When my husband was 7 or 8 years old, his heart stopped. Obviously, they got it started again. But ever since then, my husband has been followed by a dark entity. The doctor said his heart stopped from a mix of ADHD medication he was on. And he described it as a restful sleep feeling, darkness, and peace. Since the entity started following him, he cannot stand being in one room alone for long periods of time. My first encounter with this entity was back in high school when we were dating. I was driving home. I lived out of town, so it was quite a drive. It was close to 11 p.m. At one point, I checked my rearview mirror, and there was an outline of a person sitting in the back in the darkness. I was terrified and looked back. Nothing. Now that I had short shaved hair and the rest of the drive, I was looking forward, refusing to look in the rearview mirror again, relying on my side mirrors. I could see out of the corner of my eye just behind me a blackness that was darker than the inside of the car, with dash lights and all that. I swear I could feel its breath on my shoulder. I was spooked. After that, I'd see this dark entity around my husband's parents' house, out of the corner of my eyes, and almost always start near my husband. The next run-in I had with the entity was when I was pregnant with our second child. It was the middle of the day. Our son was sleeping in his room. I was laying on our bed relaxing. I could see all the way down the hall and out into the living room from where I was. The hair on my arm stood up and I snapped my head and looked down the hall. There it was. I was standing in the hallway. My heart started to pound as I turned and walked into my room. My son's room. I was up and running down the hall surprisingly fast for a third trimester pregnant woman. Of course, it was gone by the time I got there, and my son was still sleeping. I remember I had very angrily told it to leave my son and any other children, my husband and I, alone. I'd find a way to get rid of it. Now it just sticks around, scaring me when I least expect it. This one happened when I was pregnant with my third child. My husband was at work, and my in-laws were watching the other two so I could nap. We own an over 100-year-old house, and the entire upstairs is a master bedroom and what we call eaves to the attic. Two small doors on either side of the room that open to the small rooms and storage and crawl space areas. I've attached a picture of the room. These eaves have always rattled, and the locks have been known to open and shut by themselves. But that day, while I was trying to sleep, I felt something run across the bottom of the bed like a child does when they put their hand on the side of something for balance. It woke me up easily. Nobody but me was home in the corner of the room. It was a small black form curled up. I jumped up and turned to go down the stairs. That's when I saw that one of the eaves was open. Then in a flash, the black form ran into the eave and the door slammed shut. I left the house for the day, insisting on napping. Thanks for reading my stories. Have a good day. So, it sounds like the husband obviously has something going on there, but what is it? Why is it there? Does it have malintent? It almost sounds mischievous. I don't know that it goes into evil. What are your thoughts?
I don't know. It's really creepy.
It's creepy, like, but
God. Like, they're not like doing it because, like, hey, this is super fun to hang out and haunt you guys. Like, it's scaring her.
Yeah.
I'm assuming way braver than I would be about it. Like, I would be a mess.
Yeah, I mean, it is certainly, you know, it's showing up at weird times and it's just the demeanor is, you know, if it's wanting to feel friendly, it's not.
And yeah, and why, like, that's another thing I don't get. Like, that's just sad that somebody has this, following them around in their life. Like, go away.
Yeah.
Why? Why me?
Yeah.
You know? That would be, oh.
Yeah. You can't get away from it.
Especially if it's the husband's problem and she married him and she can pick up on all that.
Yeah, I don't know how you could bring that one up in divorce court.
Like
husband brought
irreconcilable differences with his entity.
With demons. Yeah.
And they
take it just as kind of how that term is used, like they have their demons. Like, no, you literally mean a fucking demon. Like, and I don't mean that they make bad choices. It's literally demons.
It's a freaking demon. I'm over that shit.
Exactly.
Then if she's that in tune to that, it's like, not saying that she should get divorced because obviously
they're
married.
Sure.
But if she was to get divorced, it just makes me think for someone like her, that doesn't stop.
Sure.
You know what I mean? If you're that in tune to it, that you can pick up on somebody else's demon.
Yeah.
That's like a curse, maybe a curse and a blessing. I don't know. I think it's a curse. I wouldn't like it.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's something where you would not, if that's, some people are totally comfortable with it. Some people it's the last thing they ever want to have experienced, but.
But like, you know, a lot of times it's the house, it's the surroundings, like it's attached to that house. But the fact you could be driving your car and you can't look into the rearview mirror.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'd have to pull over. I'm like, I'm going to Uber home. You can sit there all night long and think about what you've done. And I'm going to Uber home.
Yeah, I think I'd be doing the exact same thing. It's like, I'm good. I'm not going to continue this journey.
I'll come get the car in the daylight.
Yeah. 855-853-4802, our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to a caller. Hi.
My name is Anakin Odom. I'm 20 years old. My story starts when I was about 13, 14 years old. My mother, she used to practice gypsy magic, this, that, and the other. And, one night I'm in my room beside Stella. And, I'm laying in my room, it's about 2 o'clock in the morning, 2-3 o'clock in the morning. And my bedroom door flies open. It's not an easy task because the outside knob was broke off, and I had a lock on my door, which I could lock from the inside, and so couldn't nobody slide a lock or anything between the, door frame and the pin to unlock the door. Well, it flies open, and I instantly, I look, and I've always been around Christian families, and they always tell me whenever I have an entity like that around, just repeat these words. In Jesus' name, I rebuke thee. Well, before I could even get my sentence out, I was shoved face first down in my bed. I smelt sulfur, gas, all kinds of things. And then I felt like cold sensation all over. Knees felt like it was in my chest. Then I feel something wrap around my head, and it starts snatching me through the house. I'm holding on to door frames, this, that, and the other, and still can't speak. It's getting harder to hold on, and they're snatching me to our spare bedroom. We don't go in there for anything at all. I mean, it's got a bed, a dresser, and a counter, and that's about it. Well, it starts snatching me toward that room. Snatches me down the hallway, down the steps, and then up under the bed. Well, right before my head went under, I was finally able to mumble the words, "In Jesus' name, I rebuke the spirit." Well, after that, I told nobody. Who's going to believe something like that? A few weeks later, laying in my room, start trying to do, blessings through the house, doing my hardest, getting off. My aunt and uncle, my uncle's a preacher, and come through and try to bless the house where my folks wasn't there because, like I said, they would think I'm crazy. Well, I'm laying in my bed that night, and the power goes out, which isn't uncommon. We have, you know, power outages pretty often around the house. But this time it was different. It came on and off, on and off, on and off, and then it gets real cold in the house. The air conditioner stops, and it's in the middle of July whenever this happened. And before I knew what happened, I'm grabbed by my waist and slung to the ground. Well, I finally get a look at the figure. It's looks about 6.5 foot tall, and it's nothing but pure darkness. It was darker than the room I was in. Well, it just starts dragging me through the house, but this time it passes through the spare bedroom and starts heading toward the mudroom. Well, we get to the mudroom, and I'm trying to scream and I'm trying to hold on, but this time I'm completely paralyzed. Well, the only thing that saved me that night was my little brother. He'd come back in from work, and he seen that I was in the utility room floor, lights off. He come in, cut him on, helped me up, and asked me what happened, so I told him the story. That's about all I have. I hope that you guys enjoyed my story, and thank you for listening.
Thanks for calling in and sharing that experience. What are your thoughts?
Well, that was another very terrifying story. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Like, it's one thing to see it, but the fact, because that's like something out of a movie.
Sure.
Like, because it's one thing to see it, like it's in your rearview mirror and you Uber home, but it's another thing when it physically touches you and moves you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's terrifying.
And drags you. I mean, yeah. Yeah. It was when I was listening to it, I used to have nightmares kind of like that, where I was being pulled through the house by some really horrible, weird force. And it just felt horrible. The only way I can ever describe that feeling when I share that dream is, it's like if when you're a kid and you're super ticklish, it's like you're just 100% having that feeling, just your whole body all at once. And it's just overwhelming and horrid. But I would dream that this unseen force would like pull me through my house and into the basement. And I'd have that reoccurring throughout many years of growing up. But that was a dream. And then to imagine that actually, or some variation of something like that happening, that would be terrifying.
God, no kidding. I think that you shouldn't delve into stuff like that when you have kids at home. You have children.
I think that's,
be a mom. Don't be like into black magic.
Yes, I completely agree. And when we get the angry letter from the Black Magic Mothers Association of America, I'll just direct the letters towards you. Okay.
Okay, well, then let's say.
I'm kidding.
Just saying, like, if you're a mom, like, don't be introducing things into your household.
I know. You know, exactly. You're exactly right. No, that's completely.
It's like you shouldn't smoke around your kids. Maybe we can, even the smokers might not like that, but at least they can agree that they shouldn't smoke around children.
We're going to get the Smoking Moms of America, Pro-Smoking Moms of America, upset for that comment. So we
got to
watch what we say.
Literature and send it their way.
In fact, from now on, all we're going to say on the air is just, hi, ghost story, go. And
I have no opinion on that story, Tony.
Yeah.
Like, I just got to thinking about that. I don't know.
Opinion, like, none. Next caller.
I'm glad that he had a preacher uncle.
And then we'll call the show Coast to Coast AM.
Let's move right along.
All right. That is going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the program, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person, an EPP. All you got to do is go to ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories to keep us on the air and get the EPP membership and get all those great extras right there. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. And until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein, track your sleep, boost your VO2 max, wake up and cold plunge, cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein, track your sleep, boost your VO2 max, wake up and cold plunge, cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health vs. Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein, track your sleep, boost your VO2 max, wake up and cold plunge, cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health vs. Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein, track your sleep, boost your VO2 max, wake up and cold plunge, cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health vs. Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein, track your sleep, boost your VO2 max, wake up and cold plunge, cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health vs. Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein, track your sleep, boost your VO2 max, wake up and cold plunge, cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health vs. Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein, track your sleep, boost your VO2 max, wake up and cold plunge, cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health vs. Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Your social media feed says eat more protein, track your sleep, boost your VO2 max, wake up and cold plunge, cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money and refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.